Last week's Quinnipiac poll shows presumptive Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton leading de facto Republican nominee Donald Trump in Florida by just one percentage point. Both have solid constituencies here, and they split the state's large independent vote. So the one wild card is likely to be whether Latinos come out in large enough numbers for Clinton or against Trump, whose harsh anti-immigration stance has alienated most Latinos.
Trump is having two effects on the immigrant community. It's motivating people to learn how to become a citizen, and there is a motivation to have their voices heard in November.
Ali Noorani heads the National Immigration Forum in Washington, D.C., but he's spending a lot of time in Florida this year, helping immigrants get naturalized and registered to vote. Statewide, 2.6 million Latinos are eligible to vote, and 1.8 million are registered. Noorani believes both those numbers will rise appreciably by Election Day. In February alone, he says,
we saw over 10,000 people take action to become citizens in Florida. When people are being talked about politically, they want to make sure that they're part of that decision.
Latinos make up 15% of Florida's electorate. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.